and the Mountains Echoed, written by Khalid Hosseini and read by Khalid Hosseini, Soray Agdashlu, and Navid Negaban.
This book is dedicated to Horace and Farah, both the nur of my eyes, and to my father, who would have been proud. For Elaine. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. Jalaluddin Rumi, 13th century. Chapter 1, Fall 1952. So then, you want a story, and I'll tell you one. But just the one. Don't either of you ask me for more. It's late, and we have a long day of travel ahead of us, Paddy, you and I. You'll need your sleep tonight. And you too, Abdullah. I'm counting on you, boy, while your sister and I are away. So is your mother. Now, one story then. Listen, both of you, listen well, and don't interrupt. Once upon a time, in the days when divs and jinns and giants roamed the land, there lived a farmer named Baba Ayub. He lived with his family in a little village by the name of Maidan Sabz. Because he had a large family to feed, Baba Ayub saw his days consumed by hard work. Every day he labored from dawn to sundown, plowing his field and turning the soil and tending to his meager pistachio trees. At any given moment, you could spot him in his field, bent at the waist, back as curved as the scythe he swung all day. His hands were always calloused, and they often bled, and every night sleep stole him away no sooner than his cheek met the pillow. I will say that in this regard, he was hardly alone. Life in Maidan Sabz was hard for all its inhabitants. There were other, more fortunate villages to the north, in the valleys, with fruit trees and flowers and pleasant air, and streams that ran with cold, clear water. But Maidan Sabz was a desolate place, and it didn't resemble in the slightest the image that its name, Field of Green, would have you picture. It sat in a flat, dusty plain ringed by a chain of craggy mountains. The wind was hot and blew dust in the eyes. Finding water was a daily struggle, because the village wells, even the deep ones, often ran low. Yes, there was a river, but the villagers had to endure a half-day walk to reach it, and even then, its waters flowed muddy all year round. Now, after 10 years of drought, the river too ran shallow. Let's just say that people in Maidan Sabz worked twice as hard to eke out half the living. Still, Baba Ayub counted himself among the fortunate because he had a family that he cherished above all things. He loved his wife and never raised his voice to her, much less his hand. He valued her counsel and found genuine pleasure in her companionship. As for children, he was blessed with as many as a hand has fingers, 3 sons and 2 daughters, each of whom he loved dearly. His daughters were dutiful and kind and of good character and repute. To his sons, he had taught already the value of honesty, courage, friendship, and hard work without complaint. They obeyed him, as good sons must, and helped their father with his crops. Though he loved all of his children, Baba Ayub privately had a unique fondness for one among them, his youngest, Qais, who was 3 years old. Qais was a little boy with dark blue eyes. He charmed anyone who met him with his devilish laughter. He was also one of those boys so bursting with energy that he drained others of theirs. When he learned to walk, he took such delight in it that he did it all day while he was awake, and then, troublingly, even at night in his sleep. He would sleepwalk out of the family's mud house and wander off into the moonlit darkness. Naturally, his parents worried.